This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Now, we've got a special guest just turned up, and, you know, it's Donna, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's Donna. Just move a little bit closer to that microphone, Donna. And Donna is the landlady?
Yes.
From the oldest pub in Newport?
That's right, Castle Inn.
It's not the oldest pub on the island?
No, it's the second oldest. It's just slightly beaten by the White Horse at Whitwell.
Oh, right, OK.
But there's literally months in it, I think.
It's one of, let's be honest, it's a jewel in Newport's crown when it comes to, you know, pubs, because, you know, there's been a lot of pubs in Newport that have gone by the wayside, but that one was always good enough to sort of stand the test of time. And it is a lovely pub, isn't it?
It's really beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. It's full of character and it's a proper pub.
And you can see Carisbrook Castle from the front entrance, can't you? You can look up the road.
If you look up the road, yeah, you can. If you look up the Carisbrook Road there, you can just see the castle.
Is that why it's called the castle, do you know?
I believe so, and legend has it there is a secret tunnel that runs from the pub to the castle.
Have you found it yet?
Well, apparently it's under one of our fireplaces, and years ago the police put iron girders in so that people can't get into it, but I hear tell you can still access it from the castle end, but how true that is, I don't know. I've never actually been in it. But
so you could sneak into the castle and not pay?
You could. Although we don't pay to get in, so.
How brilliant is that? So you've had the castle pub for the last 18 months, you say?
Yep, just over 18 months, yeah. It's a partnership, it's me and my sister that have got it together. So yeah.
Okay, so two guys had it before and two ladies got it now.
That's right, yeah.
And you're making a much better job of it. Let's be honest, I've heard that. So what have you done different?
Well, when we took it over, it was sort of, you know, it was a bit run down, and I think the two guys that had it before had just lost love for it. So we've gone in and we've completely redone the garden. We've got a beautiful new beer garden out there, all lovely and flowers and things. We've redecorated the function room out there, which is available for hire. We don't charge for hire charges. We've got a full catering service to be offered, and there's a private bar out there as well if anybody's looking for somewhere to have a party.
Okay.
We've redone all the upholstery in the pub, so we've got all nice new seats and pews. Completely renovated the kitchen, because that was sort of on its knees when we got there. And just, you know, just loved it. Redone all the toilets, so they're all nice and sparkling. And just put some love back into the place whilst maintaining the original charm of it.
And you've got a lovely menu as well.
We have, yeah. We've got a complete new menu. Just traditional pub grub, but it's all homemade. We have a daily specials board, which again is all homemade, homemade desserts. We offer light bites for the young at heart. If you can't manage the full portions, children's menus available as well. And then on a Friday night, we have a steak night, which is you can have 6 ounce rump or gammon steak with all the trimmings just for £6.50.
What time do you start that? Because Friday's a good night for us.
Yeah.
We only live around the corner, and I say to the wife sometimes, I'll meet you from work and let's go straight there. So if we came around at 5 o'clock, will we get a steak dinner?
We start at 6.
Go home and change.
6
then.
Till 9. So go home and have a shower and change and come back. And then that's always followed by live music on a Friday night, which is 9 till 11. And Saturday nights as well, we have live music. All local bands, great talent out there. So yeah, it's always a cracking weekend.
Who you got this weekend?
Friday. This weekend, Friday night, we have Dirty Little Secret, who are fabulous, absolutely fantastic. And Saturday night, we have Groove Union. Both ladies, lead singers in those bands, and both really, really good.
Dirty Little Secret, I'm pretty sure they came in here and did a session with us and some time ago, and I can't remember the do you know what the ladies?
Laura.
Laura.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name. Not very good with ladies' names.
Yeah.
So that'd be good. That's live music every Friday and
every
Saturday?
Friday and Saturday night, yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff. And, you know, the local music scene on the island is flourishing anyway.
It's definitely. There's lots of talent out there and some really good upcoming younger bands as well. We had a rap band last weekend, which isn't everyone's choice, but something different, and they were amazing.
So were they at Postfest? So was there two guys?
There's four guys.
Right.
They're called Kings of Vocals.
Kings of Vocals, yep. Yeah. They're very entertaining.
Yeah, they really do.
They do all the dancing. They get everybody else involved as well.
They do.
And for the Isle of Wight, I mean, for them to do stuff like that on the island, because it's, we got an older community, they're all a bit stick in the mud, but they were excellent. When they played Postfest, they were really, really superb. So check them out if you can, listeners. And do you do a curry night? Do you do any other nights?
We don't do any other specials nights at the minute, but it is something we're thinking about moving forward, to do themed evenings.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can look out for us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page where every week we put on there what's going on, what live music we've got, what offers we've got on. So it's a good one. Just like us on Facebook and keep you up to date.
Brilliant. And is there a website as well?
There is a website, although it's still currently undergoing some work on that. We're just updating a few bits and pieces, but yes, there is a website.
Okay, so. And you'll come back and tell us all about it one day.
I will.
Okay, and all the details will be there.
Yeah.
And you not only own that, you own Valentino's as well.
Yes, yeah, my husband tends to look after that a bit more, but that's his baby. Yeah.
Okay, I haven't been in there for a few years, but I noticed we walked by very recently and it's had a bit of a revamp on the outside.
Yeah, it has had a paint job. And yeah, lots of nice fresh flowers outside. And yeah, we've just, like you say, just done a revamp really on the outside there. Yeah.
It's really one of my funniest memories is my wife's mum, she had an operation on her shoulder, and she had four different shoulders. She fell over and shattered it. So she had it was a metal shoulder put in, and we went there not long after she had the operation, and watching her eat with this dodgy shoulder was the funniest thing I've ever seen. So it was one of my best nights out. The food was fantastic, but watching her, the entertainment. It's a titanium shoulder, and she was on the soup, and it was the funniest thing you've ever seen. Somebody trying to eat soup with a shattered shoulder.
Oh, bless her.
So you've had that for about 30 years.
Yeah, my father-in-law had it 30 years ago, and then my husband took over probably 10 or 12 years ago now. But yeah, so same family. My father-in-law started it when he moved here from Rome.
Okay.
With my mother-in-law.
Now,
so yeah,
I love trying different foods.
Yeah.
If I was to go to Valentino's, is there anything you could recommend to me that it's not like you'd get that anywhere else?
Yeah, loads of stuff. Snails.
Lovely.
Snails.
How are you doing your snails?
Snails are done in lots of garlic butter.
Lovely.
Yeah, nice and simple, but absolutely superb.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, I'd have the steak Diane every time.
Oh, me too. You sold me on that.
When we serve that at the table, we flambé it and cook it at the table, which I don't think anywhere else does that anymore. And we do the crepe Suzettes as well in the same fashion, which is lovely.
You sold me.
But yeah, we've got, it's an international menu. We've got lots of different dishes. It's not just Italian. Obviously, we do the pasta and pizza, but yeah, lots of different dishes.
I'm starting to drool now. And what about in the pub? If I come in there of a night time, what would you recommend?
Oh, in the pub.
I mean, I love a steak. Don't get me wrong. I love a steak and I love a curry. But, you know, I love trying different things.
Yeah,
just,
we do. Oh, gosh, you've caught me there. The homemade pie is always really, really good.
Okay.
It's all homemade. It's cracking.
What homemade pie have we got today?
Today it's steak and ale, I believe.
Oh, yes, steak and ale.
I love pie.
What are you doing lunchtime?
Yeah, we'll go for pie.
What time do you start serving food lunchtime?
At the pub?
Yeah.
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
We do 12 till 2:30 for lunch.
Okay.
And then dinner 6 till 9.
6 till 9.
Yeah.
Okay, make sure you get in there. Last orders for food at what? 9:15?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, even if you came in at 10 past, probably we'd still be there and we'd still happily cook you something up.
With a smile.
Yeah.
And what sort of special beers are you doing?
We've got, we have three real ales on. So at the minute we've got Ringwood, Bombardier, and I believe Timothy Taylor. It is Timothy Taylor that's on at the minute.
We might have to come down and sample those at some point.
The Timmy Taylor's really good. The Ringwood and the Bombardier are on all the time, and the Timothy Taylor switches. It's a guest ale, so we change that.
Okay, so it's a proper nice pub.
Proper pub, right
in the heart of Newport.
Spit and sawdust.
Well, it's not. You've got those lovely floors, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We've got the flagstone floors. They're the originals as well.
Yeah, when you go in there, it really is. It
dates back to 1550.
Wow.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went in there?
Three weekends ago on a head night.
You're regular, aren't you?
Well, kind of.
You're in there, but you didn't know Donna, did you?
No, I didn't know Donna.
Do you serve behind the bar, Donna? Or did you get your
minions? I do. Yeah. Although I tend to work days. because obviously we've got two children. My husband's at Valentino, so he's got the children in the day and I'm at the pub, and then I've got the children in the evening and he's working at Valentino, so it's like a bit of a tag team.
That makes that must take some juggling around.
Yeah, it does, but
finely tuned.
Yeah, no, it works. It's fine.
But no, congratulations. Two successful businesses, and we wish you well with them, and hopefully we'll see you very soon.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.